Janine Murray is here from Go Local to tell us about their latest project, a directory of everybody else who's involved in Go Local. Who's in it and why?
This is a guide that we've put out every year, so many people have already seen it before. It's the Go Local Pocket Guide. This year, it's going to list all of the Go Local business and organization members with their contact information and also any reward that they may offer to folks who have the Go Local Rewards card.
Have we seen a lot of growth since last year?
We have, yes. We have a tremendous amount of activity. We've increased our membership dramatically over these past 5 years. We're now 5 years old, Go
Happy
Local
birthday.
Is. Thank you. And thanks to all the members like you. So you could say happy birthday to yourself, KRCB being a member.
How is it different this year, putting out the guide?
Really not much different. What we found is that there's just a dramatic increase in the use of the rewards card. We have really discovered in the past few years that Sonoma County residents have a local shopping preference, and they want to know. They don't want to just know that local is within an 8-hour truck drive when they get their groceries or their produce. They really care about what's being produced and grown and manufactured in Sonoma County. So really, this print guide is more of the same. It's an 80-page booklet. It also has some nice descriptive pages of what Go Local's about, why we do this, and how to identify Go Local members, and then also if they offer a reward. And then it just really lists those members by category and geographic region. And there's just an increasing, steady, constant, growing desire for Sonoma County residents to be able to find businesses and organizations that they know are based here locally because of the impact that it makes economically. People are really getting to understand that.
How do you expect people to use the guide?
Well, the guide can be picked up for free at Go Local merchants who offer a Go Local reward. For example, Copperfield's Books or Community Market in Santa Rosa or Sebastopol or Andy's Produce. There's around 45 or 50 different merchants where you can pick up the guide. And it's for those folks who don't want to go online. It's really just an added resource because everyone has different preferences. Some folks would prefer to use their smartphone and to go to golocal.coop and search businesses, Go Local businesses that are nearby and rewards. Others are happy to go onto their computer at home or at work and look it up. But this pocket guide is for those folks who really like to have something in their hand to flip through and to really see and find local businesses.
Keep it in the purse, backpack, backseat of the car.
Exactly. It's small. It's just like 5 by 8 inches, so it's really nice and handy and easy to take and hold on to.
How many did you print?
We are printing 10,000 for the whole year. So the first is a 5,000 print, and then 6 months in, 6 months from now, we will refresh the list, any things that we need to refresh, and do the second half of the year's printing.
Sounds like a good thing. Thanks for coming in here to talk to us about it.
Thanks, Bruce.